everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
That's right. It's a new episode of What Did I Order? I'm here, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time in the intro because I want to go ahead and get some shit off my chest, and then we'll get into the fuckery of the week. So hit the static. So you guys know how over the last year I have told you many times about how exhausted I am, how worn out I am, the fucking weeks I've been having, you know, 55, 60 plus, I mean all over the place, running route 5 days a week, so because I just don't have people to help me run the routes and I have to give people time off, or some of my drivers that work 4 days a week just refusing to come in and help me out. Yeah, so been doing that for like the last 10 months, really just, dragging my dick through the dirt, losing time with my family. I mean, legitimately, I'm not even fucking lying to you guys. There have been days where I've left my house at 2:30 to 3:30 in the morning and not gotten home until 8:30 at night, legitimately not even seeing baby Seamus whatsoever while he was awake. Just, you know, holding him while, you know, he's asleep. So I got called in on Wednesday by my direct supervisor and the person that's equivalent to him, because I've told you guys, our office is so big, there's like two people. And so there's two teams to go over all the routes, and legitimately just told that I just am not developed enough as a supervisor, and that I am too busy to be developed further. So fuck that. I'm gonna try to stick this out in this demotion I just caught, and I'm gonna go about doing that shit. But to have somebody tell you that you're too busy to be trained anymore, it's like, bitch, you set my schedule. Take some shit off of me. Better yet, get me some fucking help out here. Go find motherfuckers to drive trucks, because I'm busy driving a fucking truck. You don't make a paycheck for sitting in your office and responding to emails. You get a paycheck because there's fucking trucks out here running. That's what you do to earn your cash. But there's no money in this company unless I have people out here running these routes. And that's, it's like, hey, I've kept everything going for the last however fucking many months. I've legitimately ran 6 routes in 5 days. It's nothing I want to do again. I've done it twice now. It's nothing I want to do again. It's not fucking easy, but I've had to do it. And it just goes back and forth to, like, how ungrateful can this location be for everything I've done? And at the same time, it's like, fuck you guys. This location would be on its fucking ass if it wasn't for the hard work I've tossed up this year. And guys, I'm not sitting here gonna fucking bullshit you. There will be a location, and this company's not gonna go over the day I quit. Before me, after me, it's a billion-dollar company. It's going to happen. My problem is just the complete and utter lack of respect or acknowledgement for the shit that I've done. And to catch a demotion and be just fed the bullshit of, well, you know, you're underdeveloped in this area. I haven't had a chance to work on that fucking area. I've been super fucking busy, you know, keeping this place a fucking float. But hey, fuck that jazz. that's my little pity party, and I just want you guys to be up on that. Let's get into the fucking, the fucking shit of the week. Who gives a shit? I mean, I give a shit, and I want you guys to have a good show, and I don't want you to put this as, like, a fucking downer, but I'm pretty translucent with you fuckers, and I just want you guys to be aware this shit's going on in my life. If you hear a beeping fucking sound, apparently I need a new battery for a smoke alarm detector up here, even though these fuckers are wired into the fucking house. Huh. But yeah, I'm hoping soon to just delete my company email and take my laptop and shove it up somebody's ass. You guys know that there is a company out there that has made a transformer out of the Titanic? This doesn't look like it's new, it just looks like it's fucking news to me, and I just can't help but think, congratulations, you're on hell. I mean, like, seriously. I mean, I can't assume that it's like the biggest like boat disaster in history. But it's one of the most notorious, you know, James Cameron put out one of the biggest films of all time, where the story rotates around, you know, the reality of that ship sinking. But yeah, somebody made a fucking transformer, a KO transformer off that fucking ship. It's ridiculous to me. Who knows? You showed me what I should say, but I'm still blind and I can't breathe. So I don't know who really if this thing is real, but I saw the only thing I can read in English, it says Don Horn, but it looks like a female Minotaur, but instead of any of them being horse pieces, it's like just chest down torso of a woman attached to the ass of a woman. So four legs, whole bunch of leather, armor, real hair. I don't know the scale of this one, I just know that there's nothing more terrifying than a Minotaur with human features, where the horse features are. Like, legitimately, guys, like, feeling so awkward looking at this. And I hope you guys know what I'm talking about, and you can be like, it's fucking weird. That's all I gotta say about that. K toys at it again, man. This time coming out from Fury Toys. It looks like we are getting a look at the Abyss Force figures. These look like they are going to be on the larger side of you know, the 1/12 scale. And all of the images I found are draft, not final, but humanoid sharks. One cowboy boots, jeans, cowboy looking inspired belt, hat, smoking cigar. One is a hammerhead shark, bunch of chains, looks like jeans, cowboy boots, arm wraps, and I swear to you, this looks like it could be a championship belt. This guy looks like a professional wrestler. Then we have looks like another, maybe this is a, I don't know, the first one looked like it was a great white, maybe this is another great white, I don't know, but he's got like, I don't know, blue jeans, cowboy boots, and are these grenades around him? Bad angle, I don't know, but it screams street sharks to me, and if that's what they are, cool, I can't wait to see more. Fury Toys, yeah.
Let's go, bitches! Oh, man, I hate my life.
Like, seriously, guys. Like, it was just like getting a punch straight to the dick. I've been so unmotivated. And I'm probably going to lose my job just because I'm fucking so irritated and just let down by this whole fucking shit. Apparently, I was wrong. Amy Jo Johnson, the first pink ranger for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, came out and said it wasn't because of the money. But rather, she didn't want to go to New Zealand for a month or wear spandex in her 50s. What else you got going on? A make-em-up, like, acoustic, like, music career going on? You got some KO squat team bullshit show you're working on? I don't fucking know. Go be in Power Rangers, you dirty pirate hooker. I guess it was last Monday. I'm running through, taking care of customers, because I'm short-staffed again, you know. Big surprise. And I get to what is known as a What a Burger in the state of Texas. You might have heard of it. It's not Whataburger. That's not a real place. Some people just have accents that make you think that they're saying that, but they are saying What a Burger. And I change out their mats, I get their towels all loaded up for them, and I go over to the manager's office. I'm sitting there having a conversation with the dude, and I'm looking at him, I'm like, that your real name? He's like, yeah, that's my real name. Biological name? I'm like, uh-huh. Or he's like, uh-huh. I'm like, parents big comic book fans? And he kind of stops and looks at me, he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, all right, partner, you have a great day. Load up the truck, go over to the next stop, which isn't far away. It's a Starbucks. I'm walking in, everybody's yelling, yay, hey, Starbucks. And then I look at the guy that was just over at the Whataburger. I'm like, man, you got here in a flash. Wink, wink. And he kind of giggles. And the girl behind the counter is like, oh, what's that mean? I was like, well, I was just over at the Whataburger. And, you know, he got over here before me, even though I left before him. Not to mention, look at that name. And she's like, oh, I don't get it. The dude's legal name is Barry Allen. He got there in a flash. Ha, 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 ha. Other girl working behind the counter caught it. She started laughing, and they had to explain the joke to the girl. Yep, I'll take that as a victory. Can somebody give me an oh hell yeah? You guys remember that show, Dirty Jobs, with, I don't fucking know what his name was. Well, apparently we're getting a better version of that. And I say better because production qualities could be shit and the jobs could be ridiculous. But it's going to be starring Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yep, that's right, coming in April or May, can't remember. Stone Cold takes on America, doing all the jobs all across the place. And I can't wait till they get to Park Ranger or Meter Maid, CEO of anything, just anything like that. Stone Cold takes on America. Go check out the trailer. Cannot wait to see this. You know, talk to you guys before. Character, probably my favorite wrestling character of all time. Let's see here. I guess it was Friday. I was on Facebook for one of the few times I'm going to be on Facebook this year. And I saw an advertisement for I'm not going to name the company here. I'm just going to be honest with you. They're advertising a pill to help you last 5 times longer in the old sack for men. So I kind of giggled and was like, looked over at the account. I'm like, do I have something for you? Hit purchase. And she's like, why are you laughing off that? And I looked at her. I'm like, just found something that's going to help me last 5 times longer in the sack. Account looks at me. She's like, what? I was like, prepared when this comes in for the best 55 seconds of wienering you've ever received. Tell you guys, like, my favorite Kamen Rider, Kamen Rider, I don't know which one it is, guys. I say Kamen Rider. I'm trying to appease whatever assholes are out there. But if you want to message me and tell me the correct pronunciation, please realize I don't give a toot. You just keep that to yourself. Don't even fucking waste it. Don't do a voice-to-text email to me. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna keep saying both of them. And just pretend like anything that comes in trying to correct my pronunciation of shit doesn't exist. If you have a problem with that, buy yourself a microphone. But, with that being said, the Shin's Kamen Rider trailer looks fucking badass. I love the fact they're going with the old school suit design. I love the fact there's going to be Rider 1 and Rider 2 in there. Rider 2, old school suit design, striped down the leg, big green gloves, big helmet. And I love the fact they're just going with Ultra Gore. There's like a scene where Rider 1 jumps over two guys, grabs them both by the heads, straight to the ground, and explodes their heads by squeezing their skulls. Yes, I cannot wait to see this. That's all. Ridiculous Kamen Rider shit. I'm still real pissed. Like, people have been getting in their SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Geets, and Amazon still got me out for the 27th of this month. It's like, come on, push that up a little bit. But hey, I was happy to fucking just get my Geets on pre-order. Zula. Let's jump into some old Hasbro news. This past, I don't give a shit, whatever day it was, they had some sort of live stream for some more D&D news, and still showing off stuff from the movie, which the movie came out and had like a very solid opening weekend. I think it outperformed John Wick 4 this weekend. But Xanderthal, Displacer Beast, another owlbear in brown colors as opposed to white colors. Cool stuff. You're getting some more of the Dicelings. They've got some more board games for Dungeons and Dragons, you know. It is what it is. That Displacer Beast looks really cool. It's a panther with an extra set of legs and some sort of, like, I don't know, Venus flytrap, like, extension things come out of its back. Cool shit. I think I prefer the owlbear that they've already announced to the owlbear that they're showing off. This one being all brown, it just kind of looks, I don't know. But it looks like it's a different type of owl from the other owl. Bear, human being, hybrid thing. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. My energy level's not here. Let's just be fucking honest here, guys. Like, energy's been zapped. Whole week and a half of being sick. you know, sick kids, all the bullshit at work. I want to do this, but I feel like I'm going through the motions as well. Like my heart's not in it at the moment. DC Multiverse showed off their Hall of Justice playset. Maybe they're going to be doing more old school, like 70s style Justice League members, like they've been doing with Batman and Robin. I guess. Who fucking knows? But that would be cool to go with the rest of this fucking playset. Think I've been victimized. The same day, same night, same situation. You guys have heard me go through and talk about stopping at McDonald's and all that fuckery. Legitimately sat there and behind this car. There's room between them and the car that's at the fucking first window, and you know, kind of makes it so I've got to lean out of my car window to give the person at the second or the first window. It's the first window, then the second window. So there's a car at the second window waiting to get their shit. They've already paid. They're like leaving so much space in there that I'm like, instead of them just being in between, I'm kind of like leaning out of my window to hand the lady at the car or in the first window my exact payment for my old Dr. Pepper. And so whatever, then they get up to the second window to get their shit, and Doucher McDoucherson in the fucking driver's seat. I don't get a good look at this person, and I don't care to, because I know exactly what type of person they are. They're human fucking garbage. You can tell they did that old like tap 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 on like the car seat, took their mouth, put it behind the or on top of the straw that is now exposed from the paper, pulled the straw out of their mouth, and then flicked the paper out into the drive-thru. And at that point in time, if it was possible and not illegal, I would have pulled a taser out of my car, shot through their window into their face, and left them unconscious body, car, you know, just let that car roll into oncoming traffic and hopefully kill them. It's a terrible fucking thing to do. Who does that besides that piece of human garbage? That self inconsiderate asshole. Like, I'm just gonna toss trash out right here because it's not my fucking problem. Yeah, it's your fucking problem. Because you are the fucking problem. Like, legitimately, don't be that person. Put the trash into the fucking bag you just got your food with. That little bit of fucking paper that wrapped around your fucking straw is gonna go in there and not inconvenience you. If you eat it because you threw it into your fries packaging, that's on you. You're a dipshit. But you can just throw it into the, you just reach in, put it in there, you'll never see it again. Just like you'll never see that again. And if I ever figure out who you are, you'll never have my respect again. Because you're a piece of fucking trash. Like, who does that shit? Like, legitimately. And if you're out there fucking littering and doing shit like that, please just do me a big old favor. I want you to go outside, legitimately, into your driveway. Driveway door closed, just you in the garage. I want you to open the door to your vehicle. I want you to drop trowel, and I want you to take your cock and balls, and I want you to put right there in the edge of your car door, and I want you to slam your car door onto your fucking three-piece band until you pass out. And that's it. I fucking hope you have some sort of horrible ball contusion and possibly, you know, knock the head of your dick off if you're out there just tossing, like, littering. There's no fucking point in it. Everywhere you go, you get out of Walmart, there's probably fucking trash cans right there next to the buggy return. You go to the grocery store, there's probably trash cans right at the front door. You decide to throw that shit on the floor or on the ground at the fucking McDonald's drive-thru. You're human garbage. Fuck you. You know, it's WrestleMania weekend, so there's tons of wrestling action figure news coming out. And we're not going to get into all the fucking wrestling action figure news, because there's that action figures of wrestlers, I don't give a shit who they are. The one that really made me happy was the Amazon 2-pack from, I believe it was Survivor Series 92, which was the debut of the Gobbledygooker and the Undertaker. So it's the Undertaker and Gobbledygooker 2-pack. Now, obviously, we all know the meme Mark Calloway is the Undertaker, has been the Undertaker up until recently. He's gone through several iterations of that. But what you might not know is the Gobbledygooker. And you're like, who the fuck is the Gobbledygooker? The Gobbledygooker was a wrestling turkey that didn't last too long. But if you know, you know. He was hatched live on television and came out and started doing some flips and tried to have a match, but it didn't go over too well. And you're like, how did this happen? And I'm just gonna go on to tell you this happened out of pure stupidity. Now, I mean, it used to be an old joke, if they come out of a box, they're over, so why not try to come out of an egg? But yeah, it's just, it's stupid. You can go look at the suit, it's ridiculous. But the Gobbledygooker was actually portrayed by Hector Guerrero. Yes, that's right, the older brother of Eddie Guerrero. Whew, can't talk. You know, Eddie Guerrero back in the day was super, you know, all over the place. You know, high flying. So it would have been fun for the kids to see this giant turkey doing all these flips and shit. But, you know, they didn't think about the reality of him trying to do all those maneuvers in a giant fucking turkey suit. So, yeah, it didn't work out that well. But, yeah. Pre-orders are already sold out, but Undertaker comes with a cloth trench coat, the black and white tie, angry face, a super fucking excited, like wide-eyed face, traditional hat, both black and gray gloves, and both of those gloves are going to come with two like gripping hands and splayed out hands. Really cool classic Undertaker look. Gobbledygooker's coming with a egg that they can be hatched out of, two heads, so different positions on that weird thing, and then two sets of hands. A row conversations to be had all around, right? The next one I wanted to talk about was this is going to be the ringside exclusive WWE defining moments figures. Royal Rumble, Shawn Michaels, I believe that's the Royal Rumble that he went from number one to winning the thing. Awesome looking Bret Hart. There's a Cody Rhodes from his last match before he went out on surgery. I believe that was in Hell in a Cell when he took off his jacket and realized he had pretty much ripped his pec right off his body. But the one this one's all about for me is the Hell in a Cell Mankind. So brown pants, shirt, tie, black boots. Back has, like, you know, the fate, or like tacks, thumbtacks into it. It's coming with a masthead and an unmasked head. Now, the unmasked head, if you guys remember that one, when he was, it was an accident. Like, him being thrown off the cage was all part of the script. Him being chokeslammed through the cage, not part of the script. He was supposed to be chokeslammed and then pinned up there on top. Well, when he got chokeslammed, the top of the cage wasn't as structurally sound as him and Undertaker thought, so it goes through. The chair, which they had taken up there, hits him in the fucking face, and he's out cold. And that moment, if you guys go back and look, you can watch it in slow motion. The chair hits him in the face. They're pretty sure that's when his tooth gets knocked out, and that's why you're seeing his tooth in his nose, because the cage gave away. Also, fun fact, Undertaker was working with an injured ankle. So when you see him drop in to the cell from the top, he lands bad on that ankle and he has to kind of like recompose himself super quick. But yeah, I don't plan on buying fucking wrestling action figures. I'm not going to be a wrestling action figure collector. But I'm getting a fucking Mankind action figure. Especially from that Hell in a Cell. By God, they killed him. I can hear Jim Ross screaming like a banshee while doing commentary on that one.
Oh my God.
I mean, and then, you know, for $400, they also showed off the WCW Nitro stage. Depending on how many of these get ordered, I think they need 5,000 backers. And if that gets done by April 7th, everybody's getting the Ultimate Edition WCW debut Hulk Hogan. Let's see here. Because there's several tiers here, and each of them is unlocking a different ultimate figure. But I know for sure the early bird, if it gets backed, you know, it's going to be coming with, like I said, old Hulk Hogan. Let's see if we can get the tiers here for you, because I want you guys to know what all this jazz is all about. And here we go. So they need 5,000 to back. That's done by April 7th. You're going to get an Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan. Once it hits 5,000 backers, you're going to get the Ultimate Edition Rey Mysterio. This is his pink and black pants coming with a jacket. At 7,000 backers, you're going to get an Ultimate Edition Diamond Dallas Page. And that's going to be like that traditional jacket, spandex, all taped up almost to his elbows. At 9,000, you're getting the Ultimate Edition Scott Steiner. This is like Scott Steiner bleached, like when he first started bleaching his hair and being a member of the NWO and like the singlet, the white singlet with the stars. This isn't Big Bad Booty Daddy with the black tights and like the chainmail. But that actually was talked about as a reveal coming later down the road. So, Big Bad Booty Daddy coming. And then, 11,000 backers is going to get an Ultimate Edition Ultimate Warrior. And coming in blue jeans, cowboy boots, microphone couple heads. I'm assuming like the entrance duster, but you know, yeah, most of that looks lame. The actions at the big, the DDP and the Scott Steiner for me. And then going through, you know, they showed off a bunch of wrestling action figures because it's WrestleMania. Why not? The ones that, like I said, Mankind, definitely the coolest of the bunch to me. They showed off digital renders of Soa Sokoka or Sikoga. Thought that one was ridiculous because he's not fat. He's actually ripped, which makes absolutely no sense. They're doing a Ultimate Edition Kurt Angle. We're getting a mid-90s. This is going to be part of the Monday Night Wars Walmart exclusive figures, but you're getting Lex Luger in pants. Stone Cold Steve Austin in jeans, the WCW Nitro edition of Scott Hall, Kurt Angle. I'm not going to get too far into these. It's just, you know, they showed off a bunch of shit. And some of it's actually cool. It takes me back to the Dizzy. Fuck it, dude. I'm out. I hope you guys have a great week. Hopefully, I'll be back next week, and this will be more up-tuned. But until then, kiss my ass. And guys, thank you for listening. But seriously, kiss my ass. If you guys need any sort of like help with depression or feeling of suicide, there's 800 numbers out there. Please reach out to one. But yeah, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass and with the O.